Right, we're hearing, of course, estimates by the business management consultancy Nova, right? Stage 4 load shedding could be costing the country, estimated 942 million rand per day, and it's due to continue until Wednesday. Added to the planned and unplanned maintenance, the breakdowns, is now a wildcat strike at Eskom. Sikonathi Manjanja is the spokesperson and joins us now on the line. Sikonathi, always a pleasure to have you, on the show. Thank you for your time. Firstly, just to confirm, stage 4 load shedding now set at least until Wednesday.
That is correct, Bongani. Should there be any changes, Eskom will promptly communicate those changes to the public. We are on stage 4 currently.
What are the latest challenges that have brought us here now?
We did have some incidents this morning of striking employees, blocking others who want to go into work. But a lot of those have now been resolved. Yes, there are ongoing protests at some of the power stations, but things are largely peaceful at this point.
So the workers, are they holding us to ransom here?
Bongani, the reality of the matter is any industrial action at Eskom, an essential services company, is unlawful. And it is already contributing negatively to a situation that was bad before there was industrial action. You do know that for the Eskom has been implementing stage 2 load shedding, which has now had to be increased to stage 4 because of the industrial action. So yes, this is totally negative, and the country does not need this. The people of South Africa have suffered enough due to the lack of generation capacity. To have this man-made situation, then it can indeed amount to sabotage in the whole country.
Look, it's all man-made, right? Let's just be honest about that. It's all man-made. Listen, you'd think after 14 years, we'd be all au fait with this. But just remind us once again, stage 4 load shedding means precisely what?
Stage 4 load shedding means the country is short of at least 4,000 megawatts in generation capacity. Each stage of load shedding is 1,000 megawatts. So we are at this point at just over 4,000 megawatts. That is the capacity that is not available when required.
This deadlock in wage negotiations, should we brace ourselves for worse?
Eskom is doing what it can and everything it can to break this impasse and this deadlock. So obtaining a court interdict was just one of the attempts that can be done. But most importantly, I must commend leadership of some of the trade unions. They are engaged with Eskom's leadership informally, trying to break the deadlock. And as I said, that's why I was able to say the situation on the ground at power stations is largely peaceful today. The reality, though, is that there is a process that has to be followed. Now that talks have broken down at the bargaining forum level, Eskom is taking the matter to the CCMA, and this is in addition, of course, to the engagement that the leadership teams are having. So we are doing what we can to bring all this to a close, and indeed to be able to deliver electricity to the people that have been expecting it.
One of the things your COO, Jan Oberholzer, said on Friday was mentioning the low levels of diesel stock at Anker Lech. That was below 40% on Friday morning. Where are we now?
We have slightly improved those, and the deliveries continue to be received without interruption at this point. So the diesel situation has improved significantly over the weekend. Having said all of that, Ebomani, you do know that should you have any breakdowns, diesel is the quickest mechanism to close that gap when you need to supply capacity, particularly in a situation where you are short of labor that is not able to repair breakdowns in the rest of the base load as quickly as possible. But the diesel levels have improved significantly. We still do not have the full loads that we want, but we are working on replenishing those.
I mean, mean, if I think about, what, since the 1st of April, right, that's when you began to implement the winter plan. Out of the possible 90 days since then, 47 of them have been with load shedding.
That is correct, Bongani. And as I have said, this industrial action is adding to an already constrained power system where load shedding was required even before there were man-made and unlawful disturbances as we are having now. We have constantly communicated to the people of South Africa and to the government that this country needs additional generation capacity. Currently, that is standing at between 4,000 and 6,000 megawatts. That's new capacity that should be coming onto the generation system, and that should be outside of Eskom. Unfortunately, Eskom is not in a position to build new capacity itself. Even if it did, it would still require the permission and agreement from the government.
Sikonathi Mantshantsha there, the Eskom spokesperson. I suppose, what do they say? Read 'em and weep.